Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's hour two of the Chris and Amy show. And at 10 o'clock on Fridays, we visit with Scott Jagow, who is the host of Total Information AM. And on Sunday, you hear Three Good Things, Roaming St. Louis, and Chat with Stumac.
Plus Johnny Rabbit, Hancock and Kelly.
Yeah,
Tom Ackerman on sports. Good show.
Well, I think you really wanted to vent today, did you not?
I would like to vent a little bit.
You may.
I had to suffer through that game last night. Bills Texans. Bills. The Texans have a great defense. Let me start there. They do have a great defense. It's probably the best in the NFL. And it was tough. That place is a house of horrors for the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen.
I'm so sorry, buddy.
I know you're not, but it really
I'm
is.
I'm sorry. I fell in love with Josh Allen, so I do feel sorry.
He is 0-4 in Houston, starting with a 2019 playoff game, his first playoff game, which was a wild game. Bills should have won, but he did some crazy Allen, you know, back in the sugar high Josh Allen days when he would do crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. He's back to doing some of that now, by the way. Kind of just throwing the ball over the place, lateraling it or whatever. Last night, I mean, his offensive line was terrible. He seven sacks. And I don't know what to say. 2 weeks ago, we beat the Chiefs in Buffalo, looked like Super Bowl contenders. Then we lose to the Dolphins. Then we beat the Bucks, Super Bowl contender. Then we lose to the Texans. Hmm. It's been a roller coaster of a season. I don't know. The NFL in general to me is just a roller coaster this year. Last night, one of the officials got hurt.
Yeah, saw that, like an Achilles or
looked
like
an Achilles.
I missed that. Like
just running through the end zone.
Right. So that was the referee. He gets hurt, and they bring in this guy to replace him who looked like he was 112 years old. I mean, honestly, he did. I thought he was like one of the prison guards from the Green Mile.
Yeah.
When he actually spoke, he sounded like he was 100 years old. I have a big problem with the officiating in the NFL, especially this year. It's been really bad. And I'm not saying against the Bills. I'm just saying in general, objectively,
it has been
watching
bad.
This stuff. Yeah. One of the main problems for me is the NFL owns the officials. What other sport does that? They used to be independent. It's such a conflict of interest, and it just feeds the conspiracy idea that the games are fixed.
Well, I thought they were owned by the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, that's another story. They're partly owned by the NFL, partly owned by the Chiefs. Mm. Now, seriously, though, I really do. Actually, seriously, they are probably. But but we'll save that for another day. I heard Pat McAfee was talking about this the other day, and what's his name? Bruce Arians,
yes.
Who was the coach of the Bucks and Colts and whatnot. He says that the NFL needs to fix this and fast. It's a big problem. Mm. His suggestion is to take former players and train them to be officials. Who better than a player who is on the field and understands what's going on than these guys who are geezers and half part-time teachers, and it leads to a terrible product.
I would
product.
Like to see a bunch of former offensive linemen as officials.
Maybe safeties. I was thinking
okay,
more like safeties.
Okay, that makes sense.
Cornerbacks. Or no, seriously, they could have a program, and you know, obviously the pay would make a difference, but can you imagine a former player? Some of them would probably love to be on the field again, participating in the sport.
I don't know if you want to be on the field just to get booed.
Well, they're used to that.
You know?
They're professional athletes.
Yeah, I guess.
I know you have a big problem with the officials this year.
They've been Look, my team is getting all kinds of bad calls, but I'm just telling you, they've overcome.
They've overcome.
Which one's your team again?
No. Oh, which one's my team? Come on.
The Vikings? Is that it?
All right. Get
this
serious.
This guy loves Aaron Rodgers.
Get serious. Hey, did you see this? Do we have the Dave Tobe audio? The special teams. Oh, for the love of God. The special teams coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, because President Trump had said so. He went to the Commanders game. That's right. A couple of weeks ago, and said he did not like the new kickoff rules. And the new kickoff rules are the players line up just a few yards apart instead of being at opposite ends of the field and then running full speed into each other. It's a safety thing. And so it's limited concussions in a very big way. And he, the president, criticized it, said it was stupid, didn't like it, and went on and on about it. And somebody asked Dave Tobe, the Chiefs special teams coordinator, about that.
President criticized the new kickoff rules when he was at the Washington game. What's your reaction?
He doesn't even know what he's looking at. He has no idea what's going on with the kickoff rule. So, I mean, I take that for what it's worth. And I hope he hears it.
So, to my knowledge, the president has not gone after special teams coach Dave Tobe.
He hasn't had time yet.
He'll find time to get to the important issues.
This all caps loser special teams coach. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know how football works.
He's going to file a $1 billion lawsuit against him, of course, for slander.
Probably.
No, actually, when I first saw two things. When I first saw the kickoffs, by the way, it was last year that they started this.
Yeah, it wasn't
this
year.
It's not new. So that is kind of embarrassing that the president just noticed that they've changed the kickoff rules.
Actually, Scott, let me just say, I would prefer he not know anything about it. Yeah. I'd prefer he just focus on important stuff.
Right, that's true.
It's tough enough to get him to do that. So I'm just happy that he didn't know about the rule.
When I first saw it, I was like, ugh, I don't know if I like this. So visually, maybe that's what he's basing his impression on. But after a couple of games, I'm like,
this is
fine.
Fewer
and
players
this
are getting
year,
hurt.
There's been some fun returns, kickoff returns for touchdowns, and it's safer. I don't have a problem with it at all. I've gotten used to it, and I actually like it.
Yeah, I like it too. Again, fewer people have gotten hurt, and there were a lot of injuries on special teams in the past, and a lot of concussions with special teamers in the past. What else you got for us this weekend?
Well, Stu and I are talking about the KMOX 100th anniversary, and just he brought in the old timey microphone, so it sounds great. I mean, I don't think
it's the one that's been out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we used that for the chat with Stumac, and he just talked about some of the people he met yesterday, people that he had known about but had never met in person, and just talking about the different eras of radio. We have a good time.
We actually think that Stu might be from the 1940s.
Yeah, no, he is.
He's a time traveler.
He really is. I mean, his favorite movies are like from 1928, and he's got a book collection you wouldn't believe. I mean, not that that has anything to do with his age. He is a book nerd, though, and he has all these games that he collects. He's definitely an interesting character. That's why I love having him on the program.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I love Stuart McMillan. Yeah. He's great.
Fun. So then everything else going okay? What I noticed is, for longtime listeners, you had a sling with your arm, but you seem to be moving around.
Full range of motion.
Full range of motion without an issue.
Full range. I'm still pain. It's still painful. I do physical therapy quite a bit, and it's getting better for sure.
Glad you did
it. 12 weeks. Okay, that's a tough question. Oh. Here's what I would say. I'm glad I did this and got it through it, but hell no, I'm not doing my other shoulder.
Yeah.
Rotator cuff.
Oh, no,
I'll just
let it
grin and bear it.
Yeah. You'll be
I'm
okay.
I'm not going through this
you'll be okay.
stuff again.
Well, Scott, we're glad you're doing better.
But thank you. Thanks for asking.
And I think I feel good about Josh Allen and the Bills. I do.
I thought that after the first touchdown last night, I was like, you know what? I think this team can go to the Super Bowl. Then about 4 minutes later, I'm like, this team isn't even making the playoffs.
No,
they stink.
No, I feel good. They're going to listen. I'm a Blues fan.
It's a rough season.
If there's
season.
One thing I can do, it's hold out hope.
Well, I'm a Sabres fan.
What happened last
night?
It's
even worse.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah. They haven't been to the playoffs
what
in 15
years. What happened last night? They got a point, Ronj. That's what happened last night.
Did they blow a lead? Or?
Well, I can't remember. That's like, I don't know.
Did
I don't,
they blow a 2-0 lead again?
What is the deal?
I can't remember. I can't remember.
They have such a good coach, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe
Montgomery
he should start
is good.
Skating.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
These players need to start getting it in gear.
There's a disconnect.
Something's wrong.
There's a disconnect sometimes when you have a good coach and the player, you don't know who it is. Watching the Bills right now, I don't like the coaching. I don't like the play calling. But then some of the players, one of our guys, Keon Coleman, our top draft pick last year, he's missed like 3 meetings. He's not playing right now. He's lazy, and I don't
That's
understand.
Too bad, because
if you're a professional
he was
athlete.
He seemed like he'd be a fun guy, too,
he
when
had
he got drafted.
Yes, he's a
I don't know what happened to him.
But now he's just lazy and not showing up to meetings, and I hate it.
All right, Scott J. Gow, best of luck to your football team.
Whatever. They're going to be fine.
I'm happy for you.
The Bills' Bears. Trajectory is
the
up.
Bears' fool's gold.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, speaking of football, we do have our no prize pick'em challenge today at 11 o'clock. And our celebrity picker is Bob Carpenter, former Cardinals broadcaster.
How about that?
Just retired. Retired from calling Nationals games. So Bob Carpenter on the show going against Ian from Manchester. Scott Jagow, Roaming St. Louis. 3 Good Things. Chat with Stu Mack Sunday morning.
6:30 to 9:30
on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.